Hey guys, this is our new podcast. We're starting today, and this is going to change the world. This podcast name is the Trio Squad Podcast. My name is Alex.
Sup, I'm JP.
Mikey.
And this is who we are. So today, we're going to talk about
politics
and how make America great. Again.
Yeah, and not like
okay,
Trump
fucking
did.
Trump,
fucking
stupid ass.
Alright, who wants to start?
Fuck it, I'll start. Let's start with the whole our armies took over the airport shit. Oh my god. What the hell is up with that? Any takes, Mike?
Not me, I don't really. It's a very strange situation. Not entirely sure why they had to do what they did. Going about it just makes things more complicated, in my opinion. Not for them, for us. Like, anyone who's just doing standard shit.
It's really crazy.
It's weird. I don't quite get why they would have to go about and do it. I mean, they've got the funds to do their own shit. I don't know why they need more.
I don't know how they think about, like, that's, like, the revolutionary shit.
Revolutionary Army takes over the fucking
airport. Like,
airports.
How would they know that was from the airport?
Dude, I'm dead. Could you imagine actually sitting there? Like, could you imagine being Mr. Trump and you're like...
117,000.
Yeah, you know, oh, man. Our Revolutionary Armies took over the airports. I didn't know our fucking Revolutionary Army had airports in the 1700s.
It's crazy.
Okay. That's litty titty, I'm guessing.
You learn something new every day, apparently.
For real. I tried to give Trump a little bit of props with the whole parade thing. Maybe not with how much money he spent on it, because that it was an excessive
amount
that he
money.
Took. And out of national parks.
$2.5 million.
That was not okay.
From the national parks, that's crazy.
Right. I was trying to give him a little props, you know, as you know, it's fucking 4th of July, you know, he's trying to commemorate troops, stuff like that. Then he fucks it up with the whole
the national song. The national American song. That's crazy.
Yeah, how do you mess up fucking America's song, dude? That's... You could see he was messing with... I mean, he sang some of the words, but...
Then he started humming
because he didn't know it. I think as a president, you should know the American song, you know?
For sure.
For sure, bro. For sure.
I mean, they make us learn that shit. What the fuck?
Hey. I'm not going to go there. It's crazy, yo.
The next fucking campaign, who all is running, I don't know, because I don't pay attention, because I just don't pay attention to it.
I watched the debate show. It was nice. There was a lot of good people there, a lot of good stuff they had to say.
Right.
I like, probably... two people I would run for and vote for, probably.
I'm just going to say about it is, as long as I see they have the best chance of making our country run properly...
They're getting my vote, yeah.
It's
plain and simple.
Plain and simple, but... Hey, we could see it... We never know. We could see a new woman president. We could see a gay dude president. You never know.
Shit, I don't discriminate.
For real.
We could see alien, bro.
I mean, if we want an alien president, that'd be nice.
You know, I mean, they could bring about a nice change.
What's up, E.T.?
E.T. phone home? Hell no, nah, bitch, come here.
Well, they was politics, bro. You finally hear about Melania Trump's parents being registered in the United States now?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that took a long time.
Bro, then you have the whole fucking... I know we're supposed to talk about politics, but I'm gonna kind of address this anyways. Kids having sex and smoking.
What's your take?
I think, personally, that United States law should be you're not allowed to be able to purchase tobacco until 21, same as alcohol. Also, I think if... That was disrespectful, Mike.
I know,
That was dirty.
Check this one out.
But yeah. Sorry, we're playing wrestling too while we're doing this because we're kind of like children, you know? Not really. All of us here are fucking adults.
21 in California, you could do tobacco.
Yeah, but the whole, why would you be fucking 12, 13, maybe younger, having sex? Like, you're not ready for it. Your body's not ready for it.
That's kind of what the songs say, what the rappers should say. That's how it goes. They say it's cool, but it's really not.
I think the whole, oh, we should vape in school shit is just so fucking stupid.
In my opinion, it's fine as long as you know what you're doing. Like, for, let's say, example, one of our friends, mom's a porn star. It's fine. But she told her how to smartly go about doing that shit. Like, you just have to have your base knowledge of shit. You can't just go out and say, I'm gonna fuck them all. I ain't gonna get them pregnant. Pull out game strong. Stupid ass. Shut the fuck up. You're literally 12 years old. Relax.
This nigga said, pull out game strong.
But it's not.
Well, with the whole getting fucking citizenship, I mean, you know, guys know my father, he's Cuban.
Yeah.
He's not a citizen. He is now, but he wasn't, you know.
My mom was from Guyana. She had to do the same
thing. My dad.
And your mom served in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a really high achievement. I think you came illegally, become citizen, and you fought for a country.
My dad came here with the green card when he played for baseball. He got heat from the Republic. He just
My
came.
Dad's just a detective. I ain't.
He just played for the New Orleans Orioles and all that shit, bro. It was awesome. It was all cool. But right, ooh, detention centers, bro.
You mean our makeshift concentration camp?
Yeah, bro.
That is definitely fucked. I think.
That's one wrong place to go, America.
I think that if we're gonna have fucking places like that, then yeah, shouldn't. No. If they're here, they might as well be treated with the same level as respect as a U.S. citizen until they're escorted back across the border.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what we've been trying to say for a long ass time.
It's very, very annoying to see how they treat fucking immigrants. They don't even provide them fucking soap and shit.
No soap, no hype, nothing. Like
that's
no,
just so fucked
no
up.
No real blankets, just tinfoil blankets.
Yeah, I saw that. No, I read the article on that one. That one's really messed up.
Okay, so messed up that Trump's lawyer said they shouldn't have shouldn't have blankets, shouldn't have toothbrushes, shouldn't have hairbrushes, shouldn't have any floss. No blankets, no pillows. Just they could live on the ground until they get out of America. I'm like, the fuck?
I think they were trying to fucking show them. I think they're trying to make them think that we're a bad country or something, maybe. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is how we live, so you guys can get the fuck out. Still wrong, but, like, maybe that's what they're trying to do. I don't know.
Isn't America supposed to be, like,
yeah.
Isn't post-America supposed to be, like, with immigrants also, like, be honest?
Well, remember the saying, all empires fall?
Yes.
All empires come to an end. It always happens. America is an empire.
To be honest, everybody here is immigrants. We weren't supposed to be here. We're all immigrants here.
I mean, America used to belong to the natives, then the white men were like, hey, give me your shit. Give me that Pocahontas booty. You know?
My question is, like, if this is definitely not what our founding fathers set up to see. Like,
our founding fathers would roll over in the fucking grave if they saw today.
Because it was, like, for, like.
Anybody want pancakes?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yes. You know what? That is the best interruption of a podcast I think I could have ever asked for.
Anybody want pancakes?
Hey, you're in the middle of a political conversation on this thing, and your mom walks in, anybody want pancakes? That is the best thing ever.
Does anybody want pancakes?
Yeah, most definitely.
Kristen, did you say yes also?
Yeah.
That's a first.
Does anybody want sausage?
Sure.
Yes.
Everybody says yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you enjoy that little tidbit, guys.
Right back to where we're going to.
I love Julie. Julie's awesome.
So
America was founded about immigrants also. And, like, like
immigrant, my left or right nut?
Italians, Germans, Russians,
British,
came over, Irish, Dominicans.
Don't forget my half culture. Being Irish and Cuban is probably some of the rarest shit I've ever heard.
Come on. Everything was founded on America like this, because there's New York, where half of the space is for Italians and Irish people, bro.
Right.
I feel like most Italian people came here from, the ships, and they started the mafia.
Yeah. You know, someone said to me a couple weeks ago that, you know, the Titanic was an American-made ship? No, it was built in Ireland. How you feel about yourself, dude? Like, that is probably the dumbest shit I've heard. Next to the whole Revolutionary Army took over the airports. Do you think he felt instant regret after he said that shit?
Actually, no. He wouldn't. He doesn't feel regrettable at all with anything he says.
You know what's funny is Rosa Parks would fucking roll over in a grave if she saw what she fought for today was worth nothing.
Honestly, MLK would be fucking disappointed. Really?
What you mean would be? You know he's up
there.
He is. You know he's in heaven or wherever they believe or wherever who they. But that sounded really racist.
You stupid ass.
Well, you know it ain't like they. I mean they as in people.
Mm-hmm,
they as in the world. Shut up, Mike.
You know I love you, bro.
Uh-huh. Fucking bitch.
It's crazy because when
MLK would be pissed
when he became president. Yo,
don't even think Lincoln would be tripped too.
Lincoln would be fucking furious. Can we just build a machine?
Rewake
these niggas.
And be like, so, I know things didn't pan out like the way you wanted it, but shit, we need help.
Like, everything we found out like years and years ago went totally down the drain.
Right. Then you got the whole fucking raid on Area 51. What the hell?
That's going to happen on September 29th and 30th, September 1st, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., September 30th, 3 p.m. That's crazy.
You know what's great? They're gonna get fucked up, so it doesn't matter. You ready, Mike?
One second.
That's all we're going to say about the air.
Bro, if someone comes to my wedding, some fuck up shit, and is like, if like someone proposes at my wedding, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to ask you to get the fuck out.
I don't know if they have a baby shower. I'll just go and leave her in the baby shower. Just to make it all of me.
Just saying, don't be stupid, man. I think that's the number one thing that's wrong with, our fucking country right now. It's the level of stupidity is just insane right now.
People want everything for themselves and steal everything for themselves. It's just crazy. Other thing, Hillary Clinton. About the Russia shit.
Involvement, yeah, that just came to light too. Holy shit!
I was like, it was crazy. I thought it wasn't her until it came about. What do you have to take on it, bro?
I'm just not supportive. Hillary Clinton, never been, never will be. Especially after the shit she pulled, it's just you got caught red-handed. I can't help you. No one can. You screwed yourself, and then you're just gonna have to accept the consequences.
It's funny, you're probably, one of the only black people I know that liked Trump over Hillary.
Oh, yeah, because she's a bitch. But we're not gonna get into that.
We can.
I really don't care. We don't need to get into
that. We're talking about her views, bro. Go ahead.
My view is that she's a bad person. She literally fucked over the economy with, trying to do her own thing with that fucking... Like, you have to know in this age that there's literally nothing that could be hidden. Are you fucking retarded?
That's not true. I hide my porn all the time.
Someone knows what you're watching, dude. Don't fucking play.
Everybody knows.
FBI be like, oh, I'm so proud of you.
The FBI's all watching, dog. Fucking hate this celebration.
God's, everybody saw, on Fast and Furious. God died. That shit was crazy.
I wonder if that's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Oh, no doubt. I wonder if it is. Because, Area 51 got that up in their base too?
The FBI has a camera that looks everybody's faces in the world. That's why they wanted Florida to give everybody's IDs up to give it to the God's eye and see everybody's face when do it. It's crazy.
No, Captain Pancake's gonna be so good.
It's lit.
It is litty titty. Oh, my voice cracked. That was new.
What else?
Shut up.
Politics. Schools, like Bernie Sanders said, he was going to make schools better.
You know that's a lie. You know what's going to happen in school? Same shit. Bullying, smoking, fucking.
And he said he's going to make college communities for free. I'm like, oh, that's if that happens, I'll go to college.
I think community college should be free. But if you want to go to something like Alabama State or Ithaca University up in New York, that's going to cost money.
I want to get a scholarship by like either in basketball or football because I'm really doing it. I was talking to my cousin. Oh, by the way, my cousin works for the Dolphins. Juju. Anyway, he was telling me I could go to, like, fucking pick-me-up programs and shit, like, gyms, after-school activities, and just pick up and play. And then someone will recognize you and then maybe approach you, and I'm highly considering it. Because that's a better opportunity for myself.
If you go to the NFL, if you go to the NFL, you better not forget me.
Nigga, like I would. Fuck.
Yeah, you right. My stupid glasses. Pick it up in your mind doing something dumb right
there's
now.
There's a lot of politics in football, too.
Can you get me with Julio? Shit, bet.
There's a lot of politics in football, too.
Also. Oh, bro. Julio Jones. Okay, I'm going to skip this over because we're going to be talking about multiple topics anyways.
Here's the sports part of our podcast.
Here's the sports part of our podcast. Julio Jones is a definite Hall of Famer.
Oh, undeniably.
Undeniably. Matt Ryan, probably not.
I'm sad to say, yeah, it's pretty much over for his ass.
I like how the Falcons never lost faith, though. Even after their
Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, that was a really bad loss.
How the hell you blow up
28-3? I'll tell you how the defense started fucking slacking. Yeah, because they're like, oh, we're going to win anyways. Might as well let him get a few touchdowns.
Edelman, though, he did come in clutch, not going to lie.
Yes, he did.
That fucking fourth-quarter catch, dude, that shit was ridiculous. I was like, did this nigga actually just catch it over three fucking Falcons? Did this short-body ass? The fuck? Like, that's just not common for a short guy to do. He just went out there and wrecked it. Like, I was like, alright, Edelman, recognize. It's like, he deserves his recognition for sure.
It's crazy that our soccer team, U.S. women's soccer team, is winning, and they're undefeated.
That sounded really sexist.
Soccer team?
Yeah, you said it's crazy or unbelievable, whatever you just said.
It's crazy that they're undefeated right now.
You said it's crazy that our women's soccer team is winning and undefeated right now.
Because
just be careful, because some people might take that out of context because they're pussies.
I'm just saying, bro. Dude, the it's NBA crazy. Summer League is they're undefeated, like, right straight now. Undefeated because they beat, like, the best teams.
Oh, they beat Manchester United.
Manchester.
That was awesome. Well, the women's Manchester.
What's the other place? Brazil? They beat Brazil? It's crazy, yo.
Come on, Mike.
Don't brush me, nigga. Yo, but this NBA Summer League, dog, fucking wild. This is fucking insane. Zion Williamson is just fucking it up, which is no surprise.
You know, if you go to the NFL, you gotta be careful about your shin, right?
Yep. I expected that coming in.
Because if someone tackles you in that lower body, you're done.
That's why I'm going to work on building that muscle up.
Like me?
Yeah, protection.
That Los Angeles player who died.
Which one?
29 years old.
Who? The football player?
Yeah, no, the Los Angeles baseball player.
Oh.
It's crazy. You never know who's going to die until you hear about it.
Of course not. It's a tricky puzzle.
What's up with the earthquakes in fucking California?
It was 6.4 magnitude yesterday morning. Later that night, it was 7.1.
Really?
Yes.
Damn. I guess Day's upset because that's insane.
Like my friend said the other day, it's Mother Nature trying to take over right now.
I mean, would not surprise me, to be entirely honest with you.
It's getting
crazy. Who's number two?
Not me.
Get out of number two, whoever it is.
I'm going fifth.
I'm going first, so.
Yeah, I'll get the rock.
Thank you. You're fighting the rock?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting cold.
I want to use my new moveset.
So work it out.
That's Josh.
Okay.
Or would I call him Irish Cream? Y'all don't even know though.
Let's go. That name will come into light later.
Okay, let's go back. How do we make America a better place?
Easy. We don't vote Trump again for president.
Make me the president?
Make you the president?
Mike, I'll definitely nominate you as president, bro.
Oh, for sure.
I got you.
I want to do dumb shit.
You have to be 25 to be a president.
Huh?
You have to be 25 to be to run for presidency.
Damn, my friend's in the White House right now, dog.
Which one?
It's my old coworker.
Oh, that's right. Nani is in the White House.
You know what? I'm just saying, it'd be lit to
That's my cousin.
Like, Nadi is your cousin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit freaked me out.
Nadi Lugo?
Yeah, I made some freaky love scenes with her. What you mean?
Okay.
I'm just playing.
You hear about the guy for 4th of July put the American flag on fire?
Yeah, you know what I call that? A pussy.
And also the people who at the White House put, like, American flag on fire outside of America. White House shit, bro, is crazy. People are going crazy now. People don't believe in America anymore.
Of course they don't.
Damn, Kawhi went to the fucking Lakers, bro. The Clippers? Nah, dude, the Clippers. Damn, with Paul George? Oh my god. That shit gonna be nasty.
Sorry, we're talking about everything right now.
I can't believe they got rid of fucking Paul George, bro.
I can't believe you're fucking on your phone during a podcast.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's the sports podcast, bitch. We on that sports.
It's politics
right
and
now.
Sports.
Politics, sports.
Let me swipe up on that.
No, not at all. Okay.
I can't believe Paul George.
I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch here.
That's why you got fucked up from the nigga from Old Town Road. Shut your ass up.
Oh, you dirty for that. Oh, he just came out as gay.
Yeah, Lil Nas X came out as gay over on the last day of fucking
but 50 Cent
LGBT
doesn't like, 50 Cent doesn't like him. He called him out.
Bruh, fuck that shit, dude. He still made a banger. Get it?
Fuck, bro, you wrong for that.
But no, like, I still fuck with Lil Nas. I mean, what's wrong with him being gay, dog? Like, this is the 21st century. Go the fuck up.
There's nothing wrong with him being gay.
Like, you can't be this fucking shallow-minded, to be honest. It's not the time for that shit, bro. We literally are trying to move up. Damn. Move forward to the future. Like, you can't be sitting there whining because a nigga gay. Like,
why is this nigga trying to pin me on the fucking stupid ass?
One thing. 4 years ago, whatever, when Trump became president, he made fun of, like, autistic people and, like, all that shit. I was
my friend Tig is in Texas, dog.
What do you think about that?
I think
That was a stupid plan on his side, I'm saying. Because you got all people with
kids
who have autistic and shit.
Wasn't it an autistic reporter? And he was like,
he was making fun of her, making fun of him or her, saying that kind of shit. And now he has no followers who has, like, autistic shit anymore, because...
Oh, he has a lot of autistic followers. You'd be surprised.
Well, some that...
If you press down on the D-pad when he's up against the rope, it'll make your guy put him upside down on the rope.
Some who's not crazy and wants to follow him everywhere.
Man, this nigga counting.
And half of his votes are from, like, gay dudes. I'm going like, wait, what the fuck do you look? Why the fuck are you into Trump that bad? What would he ever do for you?
They're not into him.
His toupee was just so, you know, manly.
It's just, you have to, it's the lesser of two evils, if we're being real.
No, yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I saw the video saying,
he's your nigga, he's you gotta beat the fuck out of Irish.
I said, I saw the video, like, he's like, oh, Trump is so sexy, like, all gays love him. I'm like, what? Who? Where?
I gotta filter myself, because y'all ain't ready for mama.
Do it.
I mean, they really can't do anything anyways. It's a podcast for a reason. It's the way you can express yourself, my nigga.
I understand.
It's crazy, yo. Like, a lot of shit happened since he became president.
Yeah?
People try to kill him. There have been boxes sent to his house.
A little bit of my heritage. My family's from Guyana. I was born in the States. So, that's pretty nice. I've been here for 17 years of my life. Well, living in Sarasota 17 years. I've been to North Carolina's my home state. I was born Yeah, I was born in North Carolina. I moved to New York. I moved to Northport, and I moved to Bradenton before I came to Sarasota. And Alex, you?
I am Dominican. I'm American. I'm English. I'm German.
Fucking crockpot asshole.
My dad is from the Republic. He came here playing baseball. My mom is from America. She does everywhere. She moves everywhere. I lived in Northport. I lived in Tennessee. But mostly I've been living in Sarasota for 20 years. It's been a crazy ride where I've been looking through my life and shit, bro.
I forgot I've been to Michigan also. Michigan was my favorite by far.
I work and I travel a lot, you know?
Oh, Georgia for basic training. Can't forget that. Irish?
Well, my father is Cuban. My mother is Irish.
Hence the nickname.
Yeah, hence the nickname. I was born in the beautiful Greenland of Ireland. Ireland, I'm gonna start saying that from now on.
Stupid ass.
No, definitely. I've lived here most of my life, actually. And, I ain't really got much more than that. Other than I speak two different languages, four different languages.
I only speak one language, English.
You mean bad English?
I'll learn more, but I wanted... Fuck. I want to learn Spanish. Oh, shit. Man, don't kick my nigga. What the fuck with you?
It's kind of crazy how we all met and shit, bros.
High school.
Okay, us.
Middle school.
Me, Mikey met like in middle school. Sixth grade. In like the fucking gym. When we wait for classes to get in the morning. And we met in 2014. And now 2019, so 7-8 years.
Can't believe it's been that long.
Me, Josh, JP, and Michael met him 2000, high school. We were in ninth grade. We were 10th grade. He was in 9th grade. He was a crazy kid back then.
Still is.
Low key, still is. You know what I mean?
Get the fuck off.
I like how y'all bitches have this high ass health and I'm over here beat up like a motherfucker.
Why you let your ass get work from a nigga from Old Town Road?
Alright guys, this is the end of the podcast. I hope you guys liked it. If you didn't, that's alright. But we are here to change the world. My name is Alex.
I'm JP.
And I'm Mikey.
See you soon.